Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone, and thank you for joining us here today. You are listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Monica Ortiz is a respected healer, published author, and a successful life coach. For over 20 years, Monica has helped people from all walks of life overcome adversity, achieve goals, and find success. Her radio shows are designed to bring her wisdom to you. Over to you, Monica.
Thank you for the intro, Vanessa. I'm happy you're here with me today. As you know, and I'm going to let our listeners know, I just got over laryngitis, so you're going to hear a raspy voice, Monica, today. Today is Monday, January 26th. I'm Monica Ortiz, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. I love Mondays, and I hope you do as well, because I believe Mondays are the fresh start of a new week, and I'm glad I'm spending my Mondays with you. Here on Universe Talks, we will be discussing all aspects of life and the universal principles to give you the tools to develop and keep success, good health, and fulfillment in all aspects of your life. If you have a question, you can email me at radio@theuniverseseries.com, and we will read and answer your question on the next show or on a show with a topic that it pertains to. We want to answer your question, so email in. Today's show is on Kundalini Yoga and how your body's health can benefit from it. Our guest today is Danielle Mercurio. I'm very happy to have Danielle on the show today. Danielle is a highly passionate city lifestyle coach. She inspires urban dwellers to find their own groove in the chaos and manifest their hopes and dreams into reality. She uses her own life experience as well as lighthearted spirit and wit to encourage people to stop worrying about what other people think, become bolder, and feel complete now. She specializes in intuitive coaching, guided meditations, and astrological tarot readings. To learn more about Danielle, go to www.newcitycoaching.com. Welcome to the show, Danielle.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
Well, as I said to my listeners, I'm getting over laryngitis, so I have a little bit of that. And I feel really bad because we had a show scheduled for last Monday, but I was full into laryngitis and I couldn't speak at all. I sounded like a little mouse. So I didn't want to cancel it again because I really, really wanted to do this show. So I'm happy that you're here with me today.
Oh, well, I appreciate you, you know, kind of working through it, even in spite of everything. And you know that I would have understood if you say, but work the raspiness. I think it works in your favor. It gives you a whole new quality.
That's different. We'll call it sexy Monica voice, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a question, but I'm going to pretend.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like soulful, you know? It's like, yeah. You know? I like it.
That's awesome. So, Danielle, I have to let our listeners know. I met Danielle in 2013. She's a friend of Andrew Dowell's, and you guys all know Andrew. Danielle and I... Danielle's on the East Coast, and Danielle and I met when I was traveling, and Danielle has a show on Life Coach Radio Network, and I was a guest on Danielle's show, and she and I have spoken over the course of these past year and a half, and she's so interesting because it's like, Danielle, there's nothing that stops you, and I love that about you. I absolutely love it. I think when you have an idea, you ponder it, you think about it, you think about the right things and the negatives, and but you just, you know, once you figure it out, I love that you just go for it. And one of the things that you just went for was you are now certified to teach Kundalini Yoga.
Yeah. So thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. I was seriously just like touching my heart in gratitude for your beautiful words. And yeah, so Kundalini, it came to be, I'm almost to my certification. I'll be officially certified in April, but at this point we can already kind of get out there, teach classes, spread the message of this beautiful technology. And I had only, and it's kind of true with what you were just saying, because I had only found Kundalini last January. So it's only been in my life for a year, but it just took a hold of me in such a way that I was just captivated by it all. And then over the summer, when I heard that there was teacher training coming up in the fall,
I just knew that I had to be a part of it, and I wasn't exactly sure where it was going to take me, but to just be in it and see from there, and it's really just been this magical process that's unfolded since.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I love it. So Danielle, can you explain to our listeners what Kundalini Yoga is?
Absolutely. So here in the United States, like in the West, most of us, we hear yoga and we think of, you know, going to a class and doing all of these physical postures. We think about, okay, it's going to bring us a little bit more mindfulness and, you know, get rid of some of the stress and bring some zen into our life. But Kundalini takes it a little bit further. So it's more than just kind of coming in, doing these postures and positions, and then doing the nap at the end, and then you go home, right? That's kind of how we know yoga. Kundalini really takes on more of the spiritual essence of it all. So it's combining the mind, body, and spirit together. So when you go to a class, you are moving, but you are also bringing in different qualities as well as it relates to our spiritual world. A great way to describe Kundalini is that it's a science, and it's essentially like the science of spirituality, almost the psychology, if you will. The originator who brought this over to the West, his name is Yogi Bhajan, and he brought it over from India. And they were pretty pissed off at him, actually, because this is a very secret technology in India used by the yogis. And Yogi Bhajan felt called to bring it to our civilization, our kind of society, because we need it. We needed a new way to open up and connect to the universe. And essentially how it worked, it's true. I feel like what we're doing is, and he totally captivated on this, we're in a society where a lot of us are just going through the motions and we're doing what we're being told what to do. We're always looking outside of ourselves for the answers, as opposed to Kundalini, which teaches you to look from within.
Yeah.
And so that was a big, so it's a big push right there. And it also correlates to what we're in now, which is known as the Aquarian Age. And so every couple thousands of years, there's a shift in the zodiac. And before we were in the Piscean Age, which aligned with this idea again, that everything that we need is through rulership and looking to others to be guided. And now that we're just in this Aquarian Age, which just started a couple of years ago, it's starting to shift where it's not you tell me, it's I tell me, and I awaken myself. And so these tools and these technologies with Kundalini correspond to this whole idea of the Aquarian Age and bringing awareness.
That's awesome. It's very much what I teach as well. I don't teach Kundalini, everybody knows.
Sure.
But it's very much I teach people to ask themselves questions. You know, look to yourself, like try to figure it out for yourself. So I think that this is really important. So why did you decide, what made you decide to get your certification?
Yeah, so I agree. I agree with what you said. I think there is this universal trend that we should be going from within. And when I first went to Kundalini, so I guess let me break down what I guess a class looks like. People can get a better idea of what it is and then why I fell in love with it. So I definitely was never the type to like yoga, even though I felt like I should like yoga, right? Because it's like I'm very into meditation, you know, I do coaching, all these things. It's like, well, yoga goes right into that whole piece, right? But I just never felt fulfilled in the class, and I almost kind of felt judged sometimes, or just like if I wasn't doing it right, then I felt uncomfortable and didn't want to be there. And so I never liked that aspect of it. And then when I went to a Kundalini yoga class, first of all, most of the class is done with your eyes closed. And so that takes a lot of the judgment factor out of things. You're not really comparing to anyone else because you can't see anybody else. And so that's pretty cool right there. And then what the class usually entails, it starts with chanting. And the chanting is done to be a way to bring in the universe, bring in our higher power, our higher source from above us, but also to awaken the higher power within us and our higher self. And so it's bringing together these two worlds as we open up the class. And then from there, there is some physical movement, and a lot of that's done to get your body ready so that it can sit for meditation. We forget that piece, that a lot of the yoga that you do is the movement so that you can sit. And then the meditations that we do are usually in relationship to something that we're looking to heal or something that we're looking to seek. A lot of the meditations involve holding different postures, holding our bodies in certain ways to help rework the nervous system, essentially, so that we can better channel through our third eye, through our projection from the universe to obtain certain things or heal in certain ways. So there are meditations to promote forgiveness, to induce abundance, to release anger. They're, you know, promote prosperity. There are so many different, and they're called kriyas, these sets, where basically you come in and you incorporate these different chants, movements, meditation, and breath work to cultivate a certain kind of energy. And then when you leave, you take that with you. And just the more I would go to these classes, and I'd leave so fulfilled. And every class was different, too, which I liked. You walk into a Kundalini class, and it's almost like you never know what you're going to get, but you always find it was exactly what you needed at that time, which is really cool. And
that is very, very cool.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It's just like, okay, today we are going to be working with the full moon. Awesome, let's go for it. Or today we're going to be working on cutting out the people that cause negative distractions in our life. Perfect. I was just thinking about so-and-so who I was like, I really need to cut him off, and, you know, I don't know how. And then it's like you walk into class and they're like, hey, everyone, here's how. So there are no random happenings in the divine. And so the more that I learned, you know, more I would go to these classes, the more I would learn the meditations, the more I would start to see how when you align to the universe in this way, with this kind of coding almost, things start to happen. And it's almost like it's a way to speed up the law of attraction or get yourself more in that place. And so I started, you know, sharing some of it with my clients, or I just started noticing I would ask for certain things and they would unfold in just these ways that were truly just kind of magical. And the more I would learn about this, the more I would feel called to share this with others, especially in alignment with this idea of the Aquarian age. And like you, what you teach, this need, it's almost like I can't walk away from it, and I feel like you feel this way as well. It's like you have to serve in a way that you can teach people this knowledge, because we need to wake up. We need to be more aware. We need to see that it's not all about what everyone else tells us to do, but we have so much power within us that we're not tapping into. We're blocking our creativity. Our confidence is shot, and we have so many layers of just shame and feeling like we're not good enough. And using Kundalini is a great tool to help open yourself up and release a lot of the things that we've built up over our lifetime. And so I just really felt called to learn more about it and become more of a teacher. Yogi Bhajan, he says that the best way that you can serve is to be a teacher. And I really believe that. So regardless of where this certification takes me, I know that I'll always have this knowledge with me, and no matter where I go, is an opportunity to teach and to serve.
That's amazing. I heard what you said, and I want to touch on this because I think it's really important. So many of us, you said, you know, we feel as though we're not good enough, and there are so many of us that feel that way. And I want to say really quickly, it's a learned behavior, everybody. That's a learned behavior, and we need to break free of it. Because it's not true. You have to really think about what you're saying to yourself. And again, it's a learned behavior. So if somebody's taught you that, you're not good enough. And I hope that people start breaking free of that mindset, because A, it's not healthy. B, it holds you back. And see, it's not the truth. Look at your life. Look at yourself. Like, start reframing your brain. That's one of the things that I tell people, like, reframe your brain to really understand you and what you're about. Like, really start to get to know you. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Danielle, because I needed to talk about that. That was something that's been on my mind for a while. And when we do classes, you know, I talk to people about that. And I think it's important that we need to break free of that in a very, very healthy way. So that's what I have to say about that. So what changes, you spoke about this a little bit, but I really want you to delve into it. What changes have you noticed in yourself?
Yeah. Okay. So, there's been a lot, let me tell you. And it's only been a year since I took my first class. And really, I think, it's incredible. So some of the big changes that I've noticed is exactly what you had said, the idea of it's not the truth. Those things that I tell myself that limit me, that prevent me from moving forward, that says that, you know, who are you to do this? It's starting to change to when it's before saying, who are you to do this? Now I'm like, who am I not to do this, right? And it's really taught me how to separate myself from the ego. Now, the ego is always going to be there. It's part of us being humans, right? In order to have a human experience, we get to have an ego. Awesome. But if you can learn how to be more aware of it, you can learn how to understand what the triggers are, and you learn how to get out of your own way. And the biggest way that I've learned to do that through Kundalini is there are times where you are doing certain postures or you are holding your hands up in the air in an angle and it freaking hurts, right? And it's you're doing these things not because they're trying to induce pain or they're trying to make you suffer or feel uncomfortable. You're doing these postures so that you can realize that the pain is just an idea that the ego is giving you, that you are just limited by what you think is happening. And you have to kind of get yourself into a space where you just say, okay, I am stepping out of the way of my ego, and I am just going to be present and do this. And the more that you do that, the more you're able to hold certain postures, continue with certain meditations that your ego would typically make you want to get away from because it feels uncomfortable. And so you do that in class, but then you realize when you're in the outside world, it's the same thing. When someone, you know, tells you something about, like, maybe they're picking your brain about your business. I've had that happen to me where somebody's like, well, what's this coaching all about? A couple of years ago, I would get really defensive or I'd feel like I'd have something to prove. But now it's like, no, okay, instead of being uncomfortable when somebody's asking me that, I'm going to step out of the way of the ego, be present, and speak from that space, speak from the space where I am moved by what it is that I do. And so that's probably the biggest takeaway I've had is the ability to understand that there's always going to be uncomfortable situations. There's going to be things that are kind of sticky that don't feel good and you want to just retreat and go home and eat ice cream and watch TV. Instead, say, no, I'm more than this and I can keep going. And it's a beautiful thing. Another quote that I love by Yogi Bhajan is, keep up and you will be kept up. So it's the idea of if you can just keep going, you will be supported. You don't have to worry.
That's a very beautiful saying, actually, because a lot of times, you know, I think when we build our tribes, because we do build our own tribes, we get into situations where, oh my gosh, things are so overwhelming. They can get overwhelming. And it's really important to know that you, A, have a tribe and that you can rely on your tribe to support you when things aren't going exactly your way. And that's important because when you feel like things aren't going your way and you have a support group, you can re-maneuver them. Like, you can get things back into alignment. And sometimes it's just a matter of that little bit of understanding, hey, you know what, I'm not alone. I do have support. Who can I go to for some advice? You know, we don't know everything. As much as people go, oh, my God, Mom, you know everything. No, I don't know everything. But as much as we don't know everything, like, it's really important to know who we can go to for that really good, solid advice and who's, you know, I guess, again, I love what you said. Clearly, do you go in and yoga is done with your eyes closed? Sometimes it's nice to be in that situation where you know you're not judged. And with my tribe, I know I'm not judged. I know they know who I am. I know they know what I'm about. And they're not going to judge me no matter what I go to them with. You know, they may get a little disappointed. They may not be very happy with what I'm doing.
Right.
But they're not going to judge me, you know. And that's really, really important to me. So it's very, very, I think it's really, really beautiful what you're doing.
Thank you.
I want to know if you're going to be teaching classes anywhere.
Yeah. So I've already started incorporating it a little bit. So, you know, the thing is about Kundalini, it's not that popular. Like, I live in Manhattan, right? There are about 3 centers in the city, and then there are a couple, like there's one in Harlem, there's one in Brooklyn, but that's about it. When you look at the span of how many other kind of yoga centers there are in the city, there's literally hundreds. And so there's not a ton of centers set up, which is fine. And so what my goal is, essentially, I mean, we'll see if I actually teach at some of the centers, but my real goal is to bring it into the events I already have and the classes I already do. So, for example, I have a couple different events. One is meditation and margaritas. The other one I have is meditation and mystics. And it's this whole idea of bringing together the different worlds. So bringing together meditation and having a social life and just saying that you can have all these different things. It's just realizing there's a time and a place for them. And so since I started my training, I've started to bring the Kundalini technology into the workshops I do. And especially, I'm really big into astrology, and I've always been into it my whole life, but again, I felt like, who am I to be preaching astrology? Either I'm going to come off as too woo-woo, people aren't going to believe me, you know, all that stuff. Like, it doesn't, you know, life coaches don't do astrology. Like, that doesn't mix, right? And it wasn't until I actually started doing Kundalini, and about 6 months ago, I actually finally felt the push to be like, try it out. See if people are receptive to it. And they are, which is so beautiful. And the way that Kundalini works is it's also receptive to astrology. And so I've been finding these beautiful, synergistic moments where I'm able to tie them all in together. Like, for example, when there's the new moon, I love to do certain ceremonies to incorporate this idea of the new moon. To back up, you know, every moon cycle we have, every 28 days, the moon reemerges again. And that's a great time for us to think about, okay, where in our life do we need to start fresh? Do we want to start over? Do we want to cultivate something new? And then we can do certain meditations and postures from Kundalini in alignment of it. So it works really well together. And even just like if we look at our hands, for example, our thumbs are ruled by the sun. And there are certain meditations you do with your thumb up. And so that incorporates the sun, which is life energy, life force. And so our body just relates to the planetary influences so well. And Kundalini kind of bridges the gap together. So in a long-winded way of answering your question, I do incorporate into the current workshops I do now. And I definitely plan to continue to do that going forward.
Okay. Where are you teaching? So that our listeners can know. If you're in New York, I mean, first of all, I want to say, if you're in New York, meet Danielle. You have to meet Danielle. She's an amazing, amazing woman, and your life would be so much the better just from meeting her. She has a beautiful, beautiful smile. I love it, and a great, great energy. So if you're in New York, go meet Danielle. So, Danielle, where are you teaching?
Where can they find me? Okay, so what I do is actually, to make it as simple as possible, I rent out a studio space. It's in Union Square. It's rented by the Motherland Society. But the best way to find out is to go to my website, go to newyoucitycoaching.com, look under events, and you can find them there. And another great thing to do is to sign up for my mailing list, because I release when the events are coming up, so you'd be aware. So almost all of my events are done from the studio space in Union Square. I really love it. It's a nice, cozy space. It's got a very zen feel to it, and it's kind of, you know, my place to share all of this with people in the city to help them come in and release all the city chaos and stress from the day and really focus on themselves and give them a beautiful experience. And so, yeah, so that's kind of where my events are held for the most part. I'm also very open to coming to other people's spaces if they're looking for someone to host an event. Even private parties work well. You and your girlfriends want to get together and do a night of meditation and tarot reading. Like, that would be a really fun thing to do, something different. So I love coming to other people's spaces as well.
Oh, that's amazing. That's beautiful. Yes, everybody go check out Danielle's website. What type of when I met you, you know I'm a life coach. And again, we met through Andrew Dow introduced us. And when I met you, you said you were a lifestyle coach. And I thought that was really, really interesting. And I was like, Danielle, what does that mean? What does it mean to be a lifestyle coach? So can you please tell our listeners what you do, like, what is a lifestyle coach, and what is it really that you do?
Yeah. Oof. These days, I'm just like a magician. I'm like, what will I pull out of my hat next? So, yes, lifestyle coach. I wanted to get away from the idea of life coach for me personally. Other people, it works. For me, you ever get that feeling where you say what you are and it just doesn't feel right?
That's
what I felt like when I first started life coaching. And I think that was also a part of me just not having my confidence built up yet, which is also natural and part of it. And so I started to cultivate more why I wasn't resonating with life coach. And I started to get more into the idea of, well, what is it that I want to coach around? And I was like, well, I really want to coach around the lifestyle aspect of it, the lifestyle aspect of people's everyday routine. And so for me, calling myself a lifestyle coach, especially geared towards those that live in the city, it's how can we maximize your life balance? How can we maximize what it is that you do on a daily basis? So what is the lifestyle that you want to cultivate? Because many of us are going through these day-to-day routines, and we're not actually happy when we look at the span of what we're doing. You know, we're going out, we're getting up in the morning, we're going to work, and it's just kind of day in and day out. And it's like, you know what, this isn't really the lifestyle I want to cultivate. And so I really like to challenge my clients to think about what is the ideal lifestyle. What does it look like for you? When you think about your dreams and you think about where you've wanted to be at this point in your life, what are the qualities to it? And so we get really deep into that aspect of it, because I believe when you're feeling really centered and happy with your lifestyle, then that bleeds into your whole life as a bigger picture. So it's kind of starting with the day-to-day, and then kind of from there, you can actually bridge up even further and find yourself becoming more empowered, more confident, and more overall satisfied.
That's absolutely 100% true.
Yay.
When you're living the life that you want, you do become more satisfied. You are more fulfilled. Life is beautiful. When you're not living the life that you want, it's not fun. We don't like it. Sometimes say, hey, I don't like this, but we don't know what to do about it because we have bills or whatnot, we have responsibilities. But that's one of the things that I teach my clients and the people that come to me, listen, what are you not liking? Let's talk about this. What is it that you really like? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? Who do you want to be? And it makes such a difference. I'm sure you see it in your clients once you start helping them, how different their life becomes.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And it's amazing how quickly the shifts can happen, too, from just really getting clear, like you said, and just breaking things down. What is it that you like? What is it that you don't like? Okay, some of the things you don't like, maybe we can't get rid of them right away. But just the act of working on things and actively engaging and bringing awareness to what you're capable of creates such a dynamic new flow into your whole being and your lifestyle and your life.
Yeah, 100%. It absolutely does. And it's funny that you mentioned that, you know, saying that you're a life coach, it didn't feel like it was you. I struggle with that as well, because and I think my husband put it perfectly, like, I'm not a life coach, I'm more of like a life guide.
I love it.
So the teaching is very much for me, it's all about the teaching and learning as well. See, and that's why I think that for me, I went into the teaching because I love learning. So the teaching part, you know, where your teacher said, you know, the best thing that you can do is teach, for me, that was very, very difficult, you know. It was more, I was learning and learning and learning, and as people were coming to me, I would help them through what they were going through, but the whole time I was learning. And that's how I built these programs. So for me, the transition to teacher, it had always been there, but psychologically I was like, no, I'm not teaching. I'm helping. There's a difference. I'm not teaching. I'm helping. I'm helping people. And so I think for me, like, I think life guide gets better with. So I love that you say lifestyle coach.
Yeah, I love it because you're right. You're guiding people through their lives. If you don't feel like you're coaching them through it, then then you're not. Yeah, you're guiding them through. I love that. And like you said, while you teach then, you are still learning in the process. And so that's the beautiful thing I love about working with clients. It's like you learn so much from them in turn. And you get so much more out of it as well, which is just such a beautiful benefit that I'm sure neither of us, I know I didn't see coming when I first got into this platform.
Well, I one of the things we do as people is we like to learn from our own mistakes. It's very, very difficult for us to, when we don't have an experience, to listen to other people and say, oh, no, that's you. That's what happened to you.
Right.
That's not going to happen to me. You know, that's you, that's your life. And then literally it happens to us. So we're that type of, I'm going to listen to you, but I'm not going to take your advice. And we have to sometimes step back and say, really, really evaluate. So that when somebody gives us a piece of advice, let's really, really look at our own life. It may not happen the way they say it, but it may. And, you know, why do we want to keep falling off of a cliff?
Right.
I personally don't like that feeling.
No. I'm with you there, for sure.
I know there are cliff divers out there, people, but you know what? They have parachutes. Falling off a cliff without a parachute, not fun. So we have to take, just really listen. If you're asking your friends for advice, I have a friend I don't know her friend, okay? But she spoke to me about a month ago. She said, Monica, oh, my God, I like her. She's a nice girl. But she keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. And she's her own worst enemy. And she just comes to me and she complains all the time. She says, and I don't know what to say to her. And so I said to my friend, I said, listen, just point out what she's doing. Like, show her her pattern. And maybe if you show her her own pattern, because my friend was like, she won't listen to any of my advice. And I said, okay, I understand that because we're like that. We don't want to hear somebody else's advice. We want a shoulder to cry on sometimes, but we don't want advice. So I told her, I said, listen, just stop her for a second and show her her pattern. Like, show her this is what she's doing and how she's doing it over and over and over again. And she's becoming her own worst enemy because she's doing it over and over and over again. She's living in her own misery over and over and over again. She's in a hamster wheel.
Wow.
So, you know, just show her her pattern. And I was, I guess, teaching her to teach her friends. And so that's why I like to guide. And I was guiding her to guide her friend to a better situation. We don't have to keep making the same mistakes over and over. That doesn't have to be part of our life. So.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And that's a really great example right there.
Yeah. So I love that you do lifestyle coaching. Let me correct myself. Lifestyle coaching.
Because
I think it's really wonderful of you. And I think you put it in such a good way that, if you're not living the lifestyle you want to live, if you're not living the life you want to live, you're not going to be happy. And a lot of us want to be happy, but we've forgotten how. We haven't even learned how. We have little happy moments where we're out with our friends and we're, you know, having a drink or sitting around a fire somewhere talking or hanging out, going to a movie or something like that. Like, we have moments of happiness, but there are not a lot of us who actually live in the space of perpetual happiness.
Yeah, it's so true. And you're right. I think a lot of us have forgotten what it actually means to be happy or what it feels like, or like you said, if we've ever actually been happy. And so it's almost like we start to chase happiness, like, okay, well, if I go out tonight to like happy hour, that'll be fun and I'll be happy. But then you wind up getting too drunk and you spend all this money that you didn't plan on, and then you're hungover the next day and you're like, did that really make me happy? Or, you know, you're like, okay, well, when I lose these 10 pounds, that's going to make me happy because I'm going to be thinner and I'm going to attract more people into my life. But again, you're always just saying that maybe this thing outside of you will bring you happiness. And usually what happens is it backfires and you wind up the whole thing kind of gets sabotaged in a way.
And
we're not breaking it down to figure out, well, how can I just be happy right now as is without all the outer experiences mixed in?
Yeah, and yes, you shouldn't be sabotaging yourself. It's your life. Everybody's life belongs to them, okay? And I know some people say, oh, my life doesn't because I have a wife and I have kids, or I have a husband and I have kids and I have a job and I have responsibilities. And I have, absolutely, you absolutely do. We all do. We all have that, okay? But your life still belongs to you. Once you say it doesn't, then you're inviting unhappiness into your life. You can say, like for me, I say I have a deeper understanding of it. My life belongs to me, but it also belongs to the universe. Okay? Mm-hmm. It is my role in this lifetime here, may not be in the next one, but for right now here, it is my role to be a life guide. It's my role and my responsibility to help other people. And I'm happy to do that. So my life belongs to me, but in my deeper understanding of myself and who I am and what I'm about, my life also belongs to the universe. And I don't take that away from anything. Like, I don't have any resentment towards it. I don't have any bitterness towards it. Sometimes it's really freaking hard. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But I'm not angry about it. Like, I understand it completely. And so I can live in that space of happiness, of that understanding, going, yeah, you know what? My days aren't easy. They're sometimes really hard. I've got people coming at me from all directions, you know, usually every single day. But it's okay. Like, it's totally okay. When I told everybody today I had laryngitis. And I've had laryngitis for a week. But you know what? Mm-hmm. It's lovely because everybody's worked around that. I've been whispering for a week, you know, and everybody's really worked around. It was like, that's okay, Monica, it's okay. People call me up and, you know, Monica, I really need to talk to you this and that. And I'm sitting going, okay, let's talk. Okay, you know? And then sometimes they'll stop and they'll say, oh, what's the matter? And I have laryngitis. And they go, oh, okay, well, I can wait. I can wait to talk to you. Or they say, I really need to talk to you right now, so, you know, can you have your husband talk, you know, through you, or Vanessa? Vanessa's been here. Thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa's been here helping me. So, you know, she'll get on the phone and kind of translate and whatnot. So, you know, it's I didn't take that away from myself. And, you know, it's been a good week. It's been a horrible week. So,
that's amazing. Yeah. And, I was gonna say how you broke it down. Like, my life belongs to me and it also belongs to the universe. And in that space, you're able to really get clear on why you're here, what your purpose is, and then you're guided through in all of that. And you realize that, for me, something I like to say is that our challenges aren't meant to just, like you said, like, make us angry or be there to set us back or make life hard. Our challenges are just supposed to provide us with lessons that we can learn so that we're closer to our truth. And in that space, we really can shine out and be happy and be back in line to what you originally said, this idea of understanding why you're here. And
and
clearly it all worked out because you clearly had a week where you were very supported.
Yes, yes. And very, very grateful for it. And you spoke about challenges. I spoke about challenges and you spoke about challenges. And it's really, really important to everybody out there in radio land to understand that our challenges are here for a reason, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not somebody trying to punish you, okay? If somebody's trying to punish you, run, okay? Just run. But
right.
We're not supposed to be punished. Our challenges are really lessons. And I believe we have this radio show about lessons. But they're lessons. And if you keep having the same lesson over and over again, if the same thing keeps happening to you over and over again, stop the hamster wheel. Get off the hamster wheel, okay? Stop and really look at what's happening to you. Learn the lesson so that you can move forward. Like Danielle talked about having a happy life, and she's absolutely right. Have your happy life. Live in your happy life. Figure out what's making you happy. Because we're not supposed to keep learning that same lesson over and over again. So learn that lesson, move on with our life, and let the next lesson come to us. Not the same one, but the next lesson. And that's your learn, grow, evolve. I talk about this all the time, learn, grow, evolve. Your evolution in this lifetime is super, super important. If I had been, and I'm going to use my life as an example, if I had said to myself, yeah, I'm doing all this learning, and I love learning, but I don't want to teach. And I don't want to teach, because that's what I was saying before. I don't want to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was kind of denying it, but all these people kept coming to me, and I was, but I'll help them, but I don't want to be a teacher. That's me. That was me denying me, okay? And so if you are doing that to yourself, well, you're going to live in an unhappy space. But if you open up and say to yourself, okay, here's this lesson. It wasn't meant to crush me or, you know, hurt me so bad, you know, detrimentally. I'm supposed to learn from it. So what is my lesson? And then move forward. Like really, really learn it and move forward so that you can live in your happy space, so that you can, and find people like Danielle, you know, who has that really big, wonderful, giving heart where she can help you through it, like help you find some of your happiness. I know there are other really, really good life coaches out there, and life guides and lifestyle coaches and you know, whatever suits you. You know, for a while, I used to call myself, well, my friend actually did, call me an emotional firefighter because he would notice, like, people were coming to me, they were so wrapped up in their emotions and just, you know, on fire, basically. And I would help them through it. And it's really, really important. I think, Danielle, and I believe from hearing you speak about it, because I had heard about it before, but I think my knowledge of it was very limited. But hearing you speak about Kundalini Yoga, I think it was really, really important that you found it. And I'm glad that you did. And I'm really happy that you're on this path and on the path of helping other people with it. It sounds really amazing. And actually, I want to try it now. So there you go.
Yay! I was literally just going to say, well, there are some centers in LA, and so you should try it, and then you beat me to it.
I think you've talked me into it. I think hearing
Yay.
You and listening to yourself, you know, on your journey and what you've learned from it and your experiences and what it really is, because a lot of people have heard of, like you said, the other styles of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe Kundalini is something maybe we should all try. Give it a chance, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That just, like, lights up my heart so much because it's true. Just go and try it. If you go and you're like, this was not for me, like, we were doing some weird stuff in there or, you know, the whole eyes closed thing, you know, whatever, like, then you never have to go back again. And you can just say, you know what, I tried something. Or, you know, you go and you're like, I tried something and it was freaking amazing. It brought me a new experience. And who knows what could come from it. So that's beautiful. I totally lit up the idea of you going. I know in LA that the center that I go to in New York is Golden Bridge, and there is a Golden Bridge in Santa Monica. It might be fitting for you, Monica.
I just wrote that down, so there you go.
Yeah, so Golden Bridge. Another one I know is Kundalini West as well. So, but absolutely try it out. I think you'll really enjoy it, and do give me feedback on what you think when you go.
What was the second one that you mentioned? Is that here in Los Angeles as well?
It's in L.A. I'm not exactly sure where, but it's called Kundalini West.
Kundalini West. Sorry. I have a pen. I always have a pen on hand. You can ask anybody I know. I always have a pen and a little piece of paper to write things down because you never know where you're going to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when or where. And even if I have the tiniest little purse with me, it always has a pen and a piece of paper. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. I already wrote down a couple nuggets from this show that you had said. And I was like, oh, these are good.
I love it. It's funny because usually when I'm doing a show that I'm giving principles in, that's one of the first things I say, okay, everybody, stop. Go get your pen and paper because mm-hmm. you're going to want to write these things down. I should mm-hmm. remember to say it on every show because I think that, gosh, I do. We just learn where we learn.
Mm-hmm.
You never know where your mind is going to be. Yeah.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, as you know, clearly I had you as my guest. Well, it's a little over a year ago on my radio show, and I feel the same way when I host my show. It's a lot of times I'm bringing a guest on to inform our listeners, to give them something new, and then there are so many times that I get a takeaway from it as well, or I find that some of what I had to give my listeners, I had to give myself also. So it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't deprive yourself. If you're teaching or guiding or coaching, whatever you want to call it, you have to continue to learn too. Your mm-hmm. learning should never, ever, ever stop because you know what? It's a great big world. Even though it's a small world, it's a great big world, and it's a great big universe. You never mm-hmm. know what's going to come at you and what's going to benefit you. And so Danielle was talking about in the beginning of the show, being in the age of Aquarius. Go look that up. Go find out what that means and what it might mean to you. It won't hurt you. So, Danielle, what else are you going to be working on? Because I'm always excited by what you're doing and what you're promoting. And if you guys are on Facebook, which most people are, but some of us aren't. I didn't join Facebook until a few years ago. Danielle has a Facebook page. Go to her Facebook page. Find out what she's doing, where she's at, who she's talking to, who she's interviewing. She's always got something interesting going on in her life. So, What else are you working on?
What else am I working on? Yeah, so this is what's going on for me right now. Like I mentioned before, I host a radio show on the Life Coach Radio Network. So I have a show twice a month that I do first and third Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. And then in addition, I'm wrapping up for this month, for those of you that are in New York City, I've been doing a Snag Your Dream Life series, and it's been a collaboration between myself, a career coach, and a financial expert. So the three of us have been coming together. I bring in the more mindful fear release piece of it all, and together we have collaborated on this idea to how to break free from the blocks and really understand how to get into the career that you want and how to manage it financially. And so our last workshop of the series is this Friday at In Good Company. And then in addition, I've really been bringing in the astrology more. I do a video twice a month now that it's become so popular. I was just doing it once a month of a monthly forecast as to what to mm-hmm. expect. But due to popular demand, it's now twice a month. So I really encourage you to check out my YouTube channel as well. You can find that under Danielle Mercurio. And I give an overall forecast as to what's going on with the planets. Like, for example, right now we're in Mercury retrograde. A lot of people hear that. Some people don't know what that is. Some people that do know what it is, there's a lot of like fear and dread around it. And my thing is to break it down and say, no, it's the universe, like we've been talking about. It's not here to hurt you. It's not here to put things in your way to make you upset or to make life hard, like we've been saying. It's been here. It's here to kind of reshift things and adjust things sometimes, actually in your favor, if you can look at it that way and just see where you need to readjust so you can keep going as you're intended to. So I just kind of reframe how we can look at astrology and kind of improve it in a way. So that's been a big thing for me. And then just, yeah, the events I do in New York City, my meditation events. I incorporate tarot card readings into my coaching now, which has been a lot of fun too. So there's a lot of different things going on, yet at the same time, it all just seems to flow and work. And I just kind of keep going with any opportunity I'm given or think of to give to you.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that you just said you go with any opportunity because, again, not that Danielle just runs and jumps off of a cliff because she doesn't do that. She really thinks about the opportunities that are coming her way and what they mean to her and how she can do them and what they mean to other people. So she is thinking about what she's doing, people. So do the same. But you are one of the things I do love about you is you do think about things and you just go for it. Dude, when you figure it out, and I just called you dude, I'm sorry. when you figure it out, like, you just figure it out. I love the way you work. It's so inspiring, and it's so inspiring to so many people. So thank you, Danielle. Thank you for being you, really.
Thank you.
What a beautiful way to start my day.
I love it. Oh, thank you. You make me dazzle. So I appreciate it. And like you said, it's a day-by-day process. There are some days where I'm like, oh my God, can I take on another thing? Is this really manageable? Am I jumping too far? But things always just seem to work out. And you really just, the more you're in it, the more you trust and the more you just open up your heart and in turn your world just opens up right back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Danielle, we have to wrap up our show. I have a bunch of stuff that my team needs me to talk about. You're welcome to stay on. I love having you on our show. I want to talk to you again. I don't like waiting so long. It makes me sad. So we have to schedule another show with you sooner rather than later. And, thank you so much from me and from all of our listeners out there for being here and for sharing with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was so much fun. I'm so glad to come on and officially spread the word about Kundalini in a new way. And I just adore you as well. Your team is awesome. Andrew is freaking fantastic. So is Vanessa. So you guys are up to so many great things. And, you know, like you say for me, I feel the same for you. And just keep getting yourself out there. Keep raising the awareness in the way that you are because it's amazing. I love just everything you're cultivating. And I look forward to seeing you as you continue, and we'll definitely keep in touch very soon to do this again.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be on the East Coast. I don't know when, probably in the next few months, so I'll reach out to you, and hopefully, unlike last time, which I made a big faux pas, all of you listeners out there, Andrew and I didn't schedule very well, and so I'm very, very sorry, Danielle, that I missed you last time we were in New York.
No,
but
no worries. You keep me posted.
I will. And have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day and a beautiful week, and we'll chat soon.
Okay, sounds good. Bye, Monica. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Danielle. Gosh, I love having Danielle here with us today. She really is an amazing woman. Her radio show, by the way, is on Life Coach Radio Network. It's called New You City Chat. So if you have some time, check it out. She's amazing. If you haven't already signed up for our newsletter, take a minute and do that now. Go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up. You'll receive a free copy of Universe 101 Learn, Grow, Evolve upon sign up, which is a book that I wrote in 2013. And, it gives you the keys to unlocking lasting happiness, health, and fulfillment in your life. Additionally, being on the newsletter, you'll get amazing stories written by myself and the team to help you on your learn, grow, evolve, help you learn more about yourself, which is really, really important. Remember, go to www.theuniverseseries.com and sign up now. All you need to do is put in your email address. We never sell email addresses, and we don't give them away. So you don't have to worry about that. We will never do that. Be sure to tune in to our next show, Rockin' Relationships, How to Keep the Love and Passion Alive. On Monday, February 2nd, we will have special guest Lawrence Lanoff. Lawrence is an award-winning sex educator who teaches the art of radical self-acceptance around the world. Tune in. It's the Sex Talk. You don't want to miss it. You can listen to us at www.blogtalkradio.com/universetalks. The show is available on iTunes. When you go to iTunes, you can click on the purple icon underneath the banner on the page, blogtalkradio.com/universetalks, to follow along and make sure you're getting the most recent episode when it comes out. And you can listen to it whenever you want, wherever you want, and at whatever time you want. Gotta love iTunes. I want to leave you with a thought. Pursue your passion. I know you may have responsibilities and bills, but if you believe your life isn't fun, then it won't be. It probably means you're building resentment into your life. Stop that now and move forward healthy, happily, successfully. Thanks for listening to Universe Talks with Monica Ortiz. Have a beautiful week. Until we talk again.